you can play when you when your time comes.
You just don't want to get teased. That's why you don't do it.
No, but you they're not letting you go to JV.
Oh, yeah.
If you, yeah.
We had a few.
You could be, was that 17? You could be 17 on JV.
No, you
I don't think it was an age junior, thing. I just I'm thought only... it was just a grade thing.
No, you just couldn't be no senior. That I know for sure.
Yeah.
Just for mental purposes. Killing.
But yeah, you could be a junior because that's what junior varsity would. Because freshman, you're a freshman. Mm-hmm. And then JV, you have the 2 years, sophomore and junior. If you're trash,
our JV was ninth and tenth.
That was usually ours was too.
But that's a really good, really good freshman
play JV.
Wait. No, you had a freshman team, or you didn't have a freshman?
Yeah, they have a freshman team.
Yeah, frost soft team, and then JV, then varsity.
Yeah. So, but
oh, we didn't have no frost soft team though.
Okay.
So we had a freshman JV.
We had freshman JV.
And that's the same. Frost soft is the same as freshman JV. It's only one team.
Well, freshman, you can't. You have to be a freshman. You can't be no sophomore. But
once
on freshman team.
For us at Hogan, once you cross over Vallejo, once you cross over to a junior, you can only play varsity.
Wait, so you drive into your games? You had a driver's license going to JV games?
No, I also had a late birthday, so I did not. No. But
I just realized I was super young. One of my teammates just had a birthday yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's a year older than me, but mm-hmm. I graduated a year before him. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the hell? He's like, yeah.
Wait, what, you graduated at 17 or 18?
Nigga, barely 17.
Right.
Barely 17.
I was 17.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
You were 17 too?
I couldn't start college. I was, not start college. I couldn't take the courses I wanted to because I was 17.
Oh, wow. I was mad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So y'all started school early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It pays off being smart in the beginning.
Right. And then you get older. And sports wise,
you're like, you could help hold me back.
That's what I did with Keelan. Keelan, they were like, we can skip kindergarten and go to first grade. And I was like, no.
Nah, heck no.
Hell no.
Nah, let them get paid because it doesn't mean nothing later.
It don't mean nothing. Yeah.
Well, a lot of kids now, if you start early, we tried to do this with my twin brothers because they graduated at 17, but you could hold them back at eighth grade going into high school. You could hold them back.
Well, I don't want to do that because now you done made your friends. You done, so I'm like, let's just start with the class.
If you do it earlier, I think it's better earlier.
Yeah, because I remember this dude that happened to him. He came up with us. He was in our grade the whole time, went to a different school, came back. And we juniors, and he a sophomore.
And you like, wait,
and we
what?
Like, what happened to you? Yeah. He's like, oh, but now you're getting roasted. Like, you was with us before. Why you?
No one in kindergarten is going to remember that you got that
but,
you got by
eighth
back.
Grade. You get, they like, hey, dummy. Yeah. You
know? Because of AAU now, when Sage went into high school, a bunch of his friends went to some acceleration program. So they're graduating high school like this year, and he's in college. Mm. So
that doesn't sound accelerated at all.
No, it's kind of deceleration. Yeah.
And I know they got the prep schools.
Yeah.
Like, so we had a dude, one of my teammates, he was 19 because he went to a prep school. And that was back then. I didn't even know what a prep school was. Now that's common.
They felt very secretive back in the
day. Yeah, but like, I was like, what the hell is a prep school?
Like, you go to Napa Exhibition? Yeah. It's always some weird name.
What are you doing? Now that's like a whole thing. It's like,
Finley Prep. They put out a lot of
Finley Prep and dropped pros. Them. Yeah,
so remember Shabazz? What was his name that went to UCLA?
Shabazz Muhammad.
He was like 20 when he got to UCLA.
Super
nigga was hella old. Mm-hmm. I was like, no wonder he's killing. He's a man.
He's killing.
That means OJ Mayo. OJ Mayo was grown.
Yeah.
He was hella. Taj Gibson was grown.
If you go pro and it does and you do really well with that, it looks really good.
Right.
But when it didn't happen, when everyone catches up to you, you'd be like,
you got to fill out.
I think DeMarcus Nelson was older than everybody else too.
No, he was pretty young.
He was just bigger and stronger.
He was just bigger and stronger. Yeah, he was pretty young.
Yeah, some people just be
Marky.
No, I don't see the advantage of sitting on a bench your junior year when I can go start JV and get your reps in.
Yeah, if you know you're not going D1, might as well.
No, I mean, I go like, why would I sit on the bench in a game that I want to play? That doesn't make any sense to me. That's like sitting on a sideline and watching someone else play a game. No.
Wait, so you didn't get a letter?
I was like,
couldn't do it.
Of course I did. But I'm like, because to me, I go like, oh, this sounds ego driven.
You just be more like the other guy sitting on the bench, like,
I'm going to try to take your spot.
Yeah.
Sure, but that's the thing. You could definitely earn it. They were like, oh man, it's doing great. But when I got to my senior year, you know, I remember like in our training camp, my goal was I was like, oh, I'm gonna be the starter when we leave here. And then they were just calling out defenses and they had me on like the third. So I was like not in their thought at all. And then when I left, we did a week, and when I left, I was a starter. But I also put that work in.
Why couldn't you do that junior year?
Because I was still rehabbing.
Or pray for injury for the next play.
I was still rehabbing my thigh. Like, I broke it the year before. And then they had
you
to
break
go,
a thigh?
Break a thigh?
I broke my femur.
Jesus. In high school with us, if you got hurt, you just got too. Out of
yeah, I broke my femur, and then one surgery is to fix it, and then they had to take the plate out because they thought I was going to grow some more.
But you were going through a lot of serious surgeries in high school.
Huh?
That's a lot of serious surgeries in high school.
Femurs. Yeah.
What
the hell are you
well,
doing?
I had...
Most just, I would get was like, I twist an ankle or something, really? And that's well, 2 weeks happened. Down.
No, I wish that was it. I wish it was just some tape. But it's just like, you got to work through it.
Like, my serious injuries didn't come until college.
Yeah.
Injuries happen, guys. I'm not the only person to break a leg.
But you had several. You had knee surgeries and...
No. I've never had a knee surgery. Ever. I've never had a knee surgery. I have no what?
He said hip.
No, he said thigh. My bad. Oh,
I broke my femur. I have no cartilage in my knees. But I never had knee surgery. So also playing with that was just like I was always injured, Jesus. But you played through it.
You had surgeries in high school.
So I had the one surgery.
If you were rehabbing junior year, why couldn't you play? If you could play JV, why couldn't you be on varsity though?
My strength and my conditioning wasn't anywhere close to where it should have been. I wasn't anywhere close. And I knew that when I go in the weight room and I see these cats lifting, I'd be like, I'm nowhere close to this. Oh. I can't bench 300. I'm nowhere
give
close to this.
Give me
that JV. Yeah, but I'm like, I can I'll get 225. But I go like, I'm not on these guys' level. I'm never going to start here. Then they're going to go be on a practice squad. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to go be these guys' test dummies. Wait, I'm not doing that.
225 was pretty a lot.
In high school, yeah.
On JV. Not one rep. No, it's not.
None of them JV players was doing that. You had a advantage in football.
Y'all basketball cats. I don't know. Yeah, of course. Of course. 225 is literally where they go in the combine, right? Yeah. They rep 225 and they're
how
like.
Many times?
Right. You'll see them cats do 20, 30. It's like, yeah, 225 is like the minimum you want to see.
I mean, football weight is.
That's your receiver.
My homeboy, I asked him what his max was in his prime college. He was like, about 450. Yeah, I was like, nigga, why?
Sheesh.
He had
why?
To.
Why? Because there's a dude 300 pounds running full right. force at you. So it was just like a different and I'm 5'7", it's always, you know, I'm just like, oh man, you gotta.
What position did you play?
Nose tackle.
At 5'7"?
Yeah.
You couldn't have played a different position when you went down to JV? Like, I'm gonna be fullback.
I'm sure I could have.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I wanna be the norm.
I'm sure I could have, but we had this cat, Mike Adams, so I still one of my favorite running backs of all time.
And he was on JV?
No, he was our varsity cat. But I knew him wilding my. Why would I go to running back? I'm like, Mike's an R grade. He's going to start
I'm
next
just
year.
Saying, you can show off down there. Like, I'm throwing the ball, catching it myself.
It would make no sense because I'm not going to play it next year. They're not going to be like, you know what, Chaz? Mike, you're out. I know you have the state record for yards. You're out.
If I was a junior and went down to play freshman or JV in basketball,
well, freshman would have been
a highlight time.
Bro.
Honestly, if I was a junior playing JV, I would have quit.
You guys are wild.
I would have quit.
You've been killing, bro.
I would have dropped 50.
Yeah.
Easily. I would have quit. I shouldn't be here.
And then you work to get out of it. If you're sitting on the bench, if it came that next season, I was still sitting on the bench. That's a problem.
It's already but senior, though.
Senior sit the bench.
Not this one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's seniors who sit the bench,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You saw guys in there like, man,
but they know that was coming before they got to being a senior. You know
so
what I mean?
so instead of sitting at bench their junior year, they probably just had the bench also, right? So instead of working to get better, you just sit in the bench.
If you're sitting for the most part, if you're sitting the bench while you're a senior, you've been sitting the bench your whole way through.
There's bench and there's game, right? Yeah. I'm like each time you're losing time to get better. When you sit on the bench, you're not getting better. You're not getting better.
You're getting better practice for sure.
Practice and get you still learn a lot in the games, correct? That's a lot more to learn in the games. Yeah. You're learning your
low
sets.
Low key though, low key. You might learn more in practice.
Practice is where you get the... Yeah.
You're learning your stuff, which you guys run in practice. I go, okay, they're doing this now. Let's adjust. They're doing this. I know these guys already. I know your weakness. I play against you every day.
That's true.
You're not making me better anymore if I'm already better than you.
That's true.
So did you feel better when you got to your senior year? You felt
I started,
what?
Yeah. I got exactly what I wanted.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It was like exactly what I worked for. There was a dude who was a junior who was starting. I took his spot, my buddy. So it wasn't like I didn't have someone to beat. There was already somebody there from the year before who was their predicted starter. I took his spot.
At the nose tackle.
I was like, I'm a dog. Like, I'm going to get this. I know I'm going to get this.
And he played varsity the year before.
Right. I'm sure it did, but I was like, I'm not walking out of here and not being the starter. It's not happening. Yeah,
I just couldn't imagine it. Because I like, if it wasn't for, shout out to Jason Gaines, who was incredible. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for him, I probably would have been starting as a sophomore. Mm-hmm. But he was so good. I was like, okay, I'll just start next year as a junior. But he was good as hell.
Yeah, sometimes that level between a junior and a sophomore was so crazy, bro.
Especially body types and all that stuff. Sophomore year, I'm 118 pounds, bro.
Mm-hmm. I was like, just puberty alone, you all of a sudden, you got 8 inches, you're growing overnight.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was just different.
I never got that girl, so I was waiting on it. Waiting on it.
You've been 5'7" in sixth grade?
Probably close.
Damn, you was a big kid?
No, I was never the big kid either.
Oh.
I never got the big.
You went higher.
I never got a chance to be the big guy.
But being little when the girls are developing was great. They'd be like, hey, and they give you a hug. You're riding them tits. every time, you're a little short ass, right? I remember when I finally did grow, I was like, these hugs don't hit the same. Like, when I was shorter than the girls, I was in there like.
You wasn't intimidating. All the shorter dudes had all the girls around them all the time.
Yeah, they'd be like, come here.
Don't let it be a senior to a freshman.
Woo! Senior titties? Senior titties are different.
Come here, little boy.
Yeah.
We're also talking from our perspective as being seniors back then.
Right. No, We were sophomores.
People are like, oh, you guys going to school?
No, we're talking about senior citizen titties.
you 14, them senior titties, they already smashing. Some of them been pregnant already.
Mm.
You like
definitely in Vallejo.
Yeah, you like
definitely everywhere.
Pregnant titties when you were in high school?
It was people who would come to school and I ain't see her. I'm like, where you been? She got the baby at graduation. I was like, oh! When this happened,
we had a few.
She coming to school, but going around the corner to the continuation.
Yeah.
One thing I could never do was have my kids at childcare in high school. I was like, hell no, I'm not doing this.
They had childcare in high school?
Yeah, they had childcare in high school. Heck yeah.
How many people were pregnant? It's actually a great idea.
It's actually a great idea.
I used to feel, now that I'm an adult, I feel bad for the girls they didn't let walk because they were pregnant. You know what I mean? It's like, nigga. The image of it they didn't want.
It was an image thing?
They didn't want to say, you can have a pregnancy.
Now, teen mom is like something people shoot for. Like, I want to be on TV, blah, blah. But back then, you still got, like, shamed for it.
Back then, it's definitely more shame,
So they didn't let them walk. You got your degree and stuff, but they didn't let them walk. Or they was like, you ain't walking across the street pregnant. But looking back, I'm like, well, that would be a lawsuit today. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that would be a lawsuit. I can't walk because I had a baby? Okay.
Yeah.
Or was pregnant. Not had the baby.
If you had the baby, you can walk by with the baby.
Yeah. Oh, they wouldn't let him walk. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, if you were visibly pregnant,
they wouldn't let you do it.
Now, if you already had the baby and you came back to the school or whatever, because, you know, like you said, some girls would go to that continuation school, come back, you know, your baby in the stands. They don't see that.
But if you was pregnant,
they wouldn't let you walk.
Baby shaming.
That's wild.
Yeah. Mother shaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll never be anything. Remember that.
Right. Right.
Yeah, you already ruined it now. Sure, you got your high school degree, but remember, you still ain't shit.
It ends here.
That's wild.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
I think about this all the time, though. I think about, like, if Izzy ever gets pregnant and she's young, I'm definitely not going to be the parent who goes, you got to figure this out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm never going to be like,
you got to help him.
Yeah, dog. I'm not gonna be the. You got to get out there and you do this to yourself. You knew the consequences. Mm-hmm. I'm never gonna do that.
Yeah, if the boys, God forbid, if they come to me 16, like, Dad, I'm like, can you shoot me for 1 second? And I'm gonna go outside. You fucking, I'm gonna lose my mind outside.
You gonna have your side
outside? Yeah. I'm gonna lose my shit,
and I'm not gonna make her feel bad. I'm not gonna make her be like, you knew. I'm not doing any of that.
But you got to say something.
I'm gonna say enough to be like, this is not what we wanted at this age, but. Yeah. Also, I've probably said all this already.
She knows.
Exactly.
When she came to you crying.
Yeah.
Like, Daddy, I fucked up.
If I was just like, oh, forgot to say don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
It's like, but by that time, I'm just like, dog, we're going to move forward. We're going to move in full support. We're going to move in full love. Yeah. I'm not going to do this thing where make you feel like you're missing out or you feel bad or you feel like... I'm disappointed. I'm like, I'm not doing anything.
Now, are you going to be the parent that lets the boyfriend move in as
well?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Now you're going too far.
You need to go figure it out.
You know how that works.
Fucked up, my man. All right, I don't know what you're doing, touching my precious angel like that.
To keep it 100, I got to talk to parents, you know, first, see, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Are y'all putting in on this? If I'm being real, I'm like, so are we splitting the 500? That's an option.
Is it 500 now?
That's an option.
It's 5 now?
It was 5 when... when somebody that I know did it.
What's that monthly? 500 monthly?
I remember when it was like three.
It was five. What? It was five when this other dude with the initials KP that I know, he went and did it. It was five.
But the biggest thing, like Chaz, the biggest thing you can do is just support and be positive, because they're already going through enough, like thinking that, oh, I messed up my life. No, you'll be fine.
And then at that age, people... their opinions mean more. Your family, your friends. So I was like, "Oh, the one person he's never gonna have to question is me." Never.
If it wasn't for my dad, I would have kicked the field goal with Ivy and Nate, my baby.
Out of here.
My dad was like, "They are staying." You right?
I always thought about what the plan would be in high school. Like, am I taking them out? It's time to get a job. Definitely, we getting that free time that you fucking. We gonna take that and get a job.
Responsibility level is gonna change at that point. Just because I'm being nice and kind doesn't mean that I'm gonna need more from you, out of you. I don't want these. You know, you can't be bringing home four or five now.
You're gonna have to understand bills and housing.
Yeah, it's time to grow up.
Right. Yeah, you made a decision. Yeah, I'm gonna be here.
It's time to grow
up. Like, you coming to work with me?
DC said something very interesting. DC, you can't be coming with four or five because DC had
the one.
Two. DC had the one, and he's like, "I learned my lesson." Didn't learn a thing.
Learned nothing.
Still drinking up all the milk.
I'm shocked that you didn't. Like, after one, I would have been fucking freaked out. God,
it was so fast that I didn't have time to think, bro.
I understand. I got the whammy back to back in 8 months.
You was just like, oh.
I'd have been scared of smash.
I'd have time to be scared of the. I was like, oh, obviously, she's pregnant again.
They were born
in 99.
Like after the first, after the first,
Irish
I'm pregnant. Twins. I don't know if I would have had sex. That's what I'm saying. I'd have been that messed up.
I was like,
so
okay.
Prince's song has a whole different meaning.
You do right back here.
Right back. It didn't mean. I was like, okay. Here we go. After the second one, I was like, I'm up now. Water on my face, wakey.
Finally saw
the embarrassment kick
in. The repercussions of sex.
Yeah. The first one, we were still having baby showers and all that.
I was always amazed.
You have a baby shower in a second?
Hell no.
Nah, you don't get two.
I was like, we're not celebrating this. We had the whole high school for the first one. We had the whole high school baby shower somewhere. Did Toya? She may have had a baby shower on Avenue. I just don't remember it how the first one
said
was.
You said the whole high school went?
The whole high school went.
I wonder what their parents was like. You know, when they show up to the baby, hey, listen, come here.
Yeah. I mean, they may have talked shit in the back, but they came bearing gifts.
They're That's like, no, you going to see what not to do.
Right.
Bro. Look how stressed he looks over there.
I remember my homeboys that were having babies. I was amazed at how, like, nonchalant they were with it. Like, for my friends who did have kids, I'm having another one. I'd be like, nigga. And that's just it.
I know that was DC.
They was like,
I know what? That was DC. The nonchalant, like, yeah, you know.
They was like,
it's crazy. Easy.
But he wasn't even like, they weren't tripping. They was just like, yeah, got my boy coming. I'm like, nigga, what?
I was thinking, like, I was like, man, I always prayed for twins when I was growing up. This is God giving me my version of twins. You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking.
Your
like,
version?
Yeah, I was like, my version of twins, I guess.
Hey, man, I used to think, I have a different idea now of getting pregnant young, because now when I see older parents
and
they be late 30s, 40s,
tired.
Yeah, but I'm like, now you're done, dog.
Done,
like,
bro.
Like, it's work right now. I'm like, I'm exhausted all the time.
I hear a lot of women saying that now, that they wish they, especially women who don't have kids, mm-hmm. they wish they had just had kids very early in life.
Right. Yeah.
Women, a lot of women, they waited. They'd be like, man,
body-wise, physically, what your body is able to do at that time, you're able to bounce have back children. Of it, yeah. Well, mm-hmm. just your energy is different. At 13, 14, you can start producing kids, right?
Yeah.
And now, of course, different eras and different times, it's looked at really bad, but it made sense then.
It makes more sense, bro.
So I'm like, by the time you're 20, the kid is 6, you running around playing.
Oh, my dad was active as shit. This nigga 27. Yeah. We 8, you know
my
what I mean?
Dad too.
All time quarter, throwing side.
So imagine being 17, 18. I had plenty of energy. Plenty. I was like, holding them both at the same
time. Hold on after homework.
Yeah, I go, now I'm just like, is he 5? She'd be like, no, I do this. I'm like, now I'd be trying to steer out of running sports. I'm like, we just stick with gymnastics. gymnastics is cool. What things I got to get out and do.
Let's play sit down.
Now, she's really into baseball now. I'm like, ugh.
The only thing I will say is I'm glad I didn't have them early, is because, energy-wise and dad-wise, I would have figured it out.
Right.
Information.
Spouse-wise, I would have been ass in my 20s.
Facts.
Oh, yeah.
I would not have. I can be a husband now.
Yeah.
I ain't no way in hell I would have been. I wouldn't. It would have been a split situation, single dad, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not. I wasn't ready to do that.
Unless you were
then.
Poor. Poor people.
I was
stay
almost
together.
More responsible back then.
You said you felt you were more responsible
yeah,
back then?
Yeah, when my kids got older and more on their own, I was like, oh, I can just kind of chill and, and do me now. You know
but,
what I mean?
But like, partner-wise, though, you wasn't ready to be...
No,
no, you know,
no.
That's
no.
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I could do that now. Yeah. I had my first kid at 30, you know, 31. Yeah. But if I'd had it 21, nigga, I'm still... Yeah. I'm out here.
Yeah, 21, I was family till 10 o'clock. Then it was out to the
club. Yeah, so it's like, I would have been a great dad. You know, I'd have been a dope dad. But spouse-wise, we wouldn't have worked.
I wasn't even thinking spouse at
21. That's what you know what I mean? Yeah. I wouldn't have. So that's why I'm glad I waited.
39 with 2, bro. I feel you, bro.
I feel you, dog.
39 with a 2-year-old.
I was like, I'm going to be 50 by the time Izzy be just cool. I'm like, dang.
I'm
wait, when you're
50,
how old Izzy be?
When am I now? I'm 38. It's one of those odds. She was born in 2018. So I got the. I got
you couldn't
the,
do the math. Back?
No, because like, I'm like, oh, well, I'm 30. I hate those numbers.
It is
I don't,
awkward. It is
I don't do those numbers
number.
Well.
It has to be even. I was,
like, four, I was born in 85. I can always guess my age.
Is
her,
four,
like,
2018.
Yeah, she'll be 5 in a month, next month.
Okay, so you got 13 years.
13, there we go. 13, and
so
then
be 51.
I'll be 51.
Yeah.
That's not that. That's not terrible.
So 13,
it's not
51.
Terrible, but my 51 is going to be different from a young 51. My body's trash.
Yeah,
when I was going, when I was taking Aviance and them to college, her friends and them were like, they thought I went there. They were like, what's he doing here?
They're not going to think that about me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'll be 40-something when they leave. So I'll be fine.
Oh, you'll still be a dummy. Yeah. Huh? Like what, late 40s, mid 40s? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll be fine.
50's different now. We used to see 50 when I was young, and it was old.
50's younger now.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
Honestly, we're not even doing it. It's not that even that crazy because my parents were the young parents.
Yeah.
When I was
mine too.
Yeah, because they had me at 19, 20. They were, like, okay. There were other people. Yeah. Other people's parents was like, they had their kids in their 20s and 30s. So my parents, when I graduated, my mom and dad are 36.
Oh, they're a young parents.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, they like, so that like, when we, I remember we went to prom, they was like, who's the boy with the pretty parents? They was younger than everybody else. Because everybody else's parents is 44
decrepit.
Or 45. Yeah. Especially the white parents. They up there like, that's your dad? I thought that was your grandpa. Like, they was like, shit.
I remember my mom's 30th birthday.
Oh, for real?
Remember singing happy birthday for my dad, too? Like, they were young. They were 22,
23. Oh, yeah. Mad young, yeah.
Seven up there.
Happy birthday, Pops.
What made y'all get all responsible and shit? No, I'm playing.
Yeah, I was 14 when my mom turned 30.
Well, my mom and dad didn't have the same... I was so focused on sports, nothing was going to deter that.
Right.
So I was like, I got to do this shit.
Get it, yeah.
So I don't have time for kids. I don't have time for, like, I have to do this. And then also just, even though it was fun growing up and everything like that, too, when I got older and saw, like they shouldn't have had kids that young. You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw, like, how it is, like I said, on the relationship side of it. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Because I never wanted a divorce or... baby mamas.
Right.
So I was like, let me just wait until I can do it with somebody that I'm a stick around with.
I was destined for a baby mama. At 13, we came from the projects to Keenan having a hit show.
Yeah, that's fact.
To Hollywood.
Yeah, that's fact. Like, yeah. That is baby mama recipe right there.
What's going on here?
Projects to money to the fame and the access. Yeah, absolutely. You actually probably lucky to only have three, four?
I have four kids.
But you have four baby mamas.
Three.
Right.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Same.
Once y'all number. Just like the kids. Once y'all number, baby mama.
What I do regret about having them young is that, like, I didn't get much rest. Mm. And possibly because I didn't have good bed sheets.
Never mind the babies.
And with Miracle Brand, did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep's quality? Mm-hmm. If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets inspired by NASA. Mm-hmm. Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long.
Oh, no.
Did you also know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat?
Ooh.
Ew. It can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses, and it's just gross. Miracle Made offers a whole time of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding such as sheets, pillowcases and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry. Self-cooling properties for better quality sleep. Using silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA Miracle Made sheets, the thermal more regulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. Also, they're self-cleaning. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. Mm. No more gross odors or funk. Yeah. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feels as nice, if not nicer, than bed sheets used by 5-star hotels. Ooh, that's a big thing. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/issues.
Issues.
And once again, that's trymiracle.com/issues.
Issues.
To try Miracle Made sheets, and whether you're buying them for yourself or a gift for a loved one. If you order today, you can save over 40% and use our promo code Issues. And check out, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%.
3 free towels.
Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money guarantee, money back guarantee. Once again, that's a 30-day money back guarantee. If you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Yeah. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/issues and use the code Issues to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/issues to treat yourself. And we definitely thank Miracle Made for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah, you gotta be a goddamn fool, man, to get that.
Thank you, brother.
I mean, 99.7, that's high quality meth.
That's quality. Damn near everything. Yeah, that's pure. Perfect.
And we are back with another episode of Daddy Issues. Oh, DC fire. Stepped in. On point.
Gunshot.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you say? Bum shot?
Gunshot. Fire. Gunshot.
Shoot us.
All right, let's go. I have not been in the questions at all.
How's it doing?
Whatsoever.
Is Tony coming? Great question.
Yeah. He's on his way. He's just great question. Running late. He texted us already and said he was running late.
He got this jar.
Oh, yeah, the jar is out.
He's got an old about 20 by now. Excuse.
Are we doing it by time?
No.
We might want to change the rules and law.
This is ridiculous.
You might as well not even come at this.
You should have brought a guest in.
I did his ad.
All right, so we got a question from Nana P. Yeah.
What you got?
Would you rather be extremely musty, where people smell you coming, or extremely chapped lip, that flake when you talk to people? Giving them chapped lips. Mm. I can throw some Vaseline. I can do something, but musty.
They have to stay chapped.
Oh, wait. Do they have to stay?
Yeah,
you got to either be musty. This is who you are. Chapped lips is just happening.
You're a chap lipper or you're a muster.
I don't know if I
give
can
me
be
the
musty.
Must, man.
Yeah, I'm taking a must.
I'm taking a must.
Also.
Your face is the first thing people see,
and
but
people don't.
Funky,
they won't stop staring at your lips.
But yeah, also,
but if you funky though, bro,
chap lips affects me. This hurts. The must affects you guys way more. It's true. This is your problem.
And funky, you could just hang out for a little bit. All right, y'all, I'm out.
Yeah.
No, not that they smell you coming. Because you'd be like, yeah, man.
DC.
What's up, broski?
Dookie DC.
Hey, Brody.
Come dirty DC.
Hey,
yo.
But then you stop getting invites. I don't know. I don't want your chat.
Start calling him Dirty Coon Irvin.
Either way it goes. If your lips are so chapped that they're flaking when you're talking to people, nobody wants you around.
That's definitely painful.
And that's painful.
That's gross.
Give me the must.
The must. I think. I don't ever want to be musty ever, but I think I'm going to take the must now that you guys have mentioned it. And because if I think about real life and society, we've all functioned around a musty ass nigga.
Oh, sure. If you ever played Family Fitness, you've had a musty dude.
We've all functioned, but I've also been around. I had a cousin who had lips that were, and we would just stare. Like you couldn't even.
I'm like, I know you feel that.
Like it doesn't it hurt. Does
I know
it?
You feel that.
You can be musty and dress really nice.
Yeah. And they'd be like, he was musty, bro. He was dipped. He disguised the funk well.
Right.
I was somewhere.
Chapped lips, there's no disguise.
I had a homie
that.
Pull off their hoodie, and I'm like, dog, hey, yeah, well, you got to put that hoodie back on, bro. There was a lot happening on today.
One of my best friends
lip
had chap lips.
Somebody said it was gross.
One of my best friends had chap lips, and it was really concerning. Always had chap lips.
You know who always looked like the had chat lips, but then it fool.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, fool lips with chap sometimes,
bro. Was chap.
But yeah. I expected it every time. When they weren't chap, I was like, oh.
Oh. Well, moisturized today.
Who are you staying with now?
It was taking care.
Yeah, I hate when I see chap lips and it make me lick my lip. Like, you be looking
like this. Why
you? When you lick them, they get worse, though.
They do.
You get that white line on the outside to start burning.
But you gotta keep doing it until you get to a safe place. You can,
put. But yeah. I'll put lotion. I'll put anything.
Yeah. Lotion makes it worse.
Nah, it's better than licking.
It's better. In the meantime, short term.
Lotion
does
not do short term solution, bro.
What you gotta do?
Lotion does not
last. As far as the
short term solution,
it's not even short term. Yeah,
it's better.
You gotta keep water and keep putting your lips.
You gotta do all of it.
Yeah. Cause the lick, and then you grow up with them kids that had the ring.
Yeah,
and adults.
They was always drinking something.
Yeah, no, it felt like whatever they was drinking got stuck on the crust.
If you had the ring, I guarantee you had snot in your nose. It came together. That came together.
I remember passing the blunt to Fu and being like, shit. Oh, I don't want it to come back. Go ahead.
Gross lips is just.
The weed to kill it.
I got a question. This is not a question, Dad. This is a random question.
I don't need it.
I don't need it for this one. Save it for another one I got.
Okay.
This is just something I need to know personally. Okay. With all this Jada and Will Smith stuff that's going on, is it safe to say that at one point, Jada and Will were like the it couple who other couples aspired to be?
For sure. Yeah, they're in songs.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they
across
did
the
whole,
board, right?
That whole real award love. Shows. That Jada and that Will love.
What's her name said it? We could be like Will and Jada. Mm-hmm. Or Russell and neither one of those worked out. Yeah. Right. Them lyrics did not age well.
But at one point, they were like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
At first I thought they were doing too much by sharing all this.
Uh-huh.
At first I was just like, it's a lot. It is. It's a lot to share a lot of this.
And hold on, one second. Ladies in the comment section, do you guys agree? Let me know. Yes, you guys are saying yes. Okay.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just curious. Okay.
And then I was like, I'm actually really glad that it takes a lot to share dysfunction. You know what I mean?
Facts. Yeah.
So
to the world. Right.
To the world, cuz even after the Oscar slap, it's nothing that other people don't go through and how they go through. And it's like, at first I was like, man, y'all doing too much, man. Y'all need to keep this private. But I'm like, I guarantee, because there are people who are allowed to make fun of them now, for sure, right?
Right.
Like, we're talking about this, y'all. But it's like, it's most couples, most people divorce.
But most don't do it like, don't go on a red table talk. And
most people I done heard say worse things, right? Their platform is different for sure. Right. But I'm like, I've heard this stuff from other people.
But they also have their dream marriage. Mm-hmm. Just because it's their dream doesn't make it everybody's dream. At first, we used to look at it and see all the nice shit and be like, oh, yeah, I aspire to be that. But I seen it behind, like, mm-hmm. curtains. Yeah. And I was like, that all sounds cool, but I wouldn't want that in my marriage. Mm.
So you knew earlier what a lot of stuff that was going on.
Some of it, not a lot. But mm-hmm. I was like, just living in Hollywood, you see stuff.
Yeah, when I moved to Hollywood, I started hearing stuff. And I was like, not them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I admire that they still haven't given up on each other.
And I just don't.
I think it's really dope that there's...
Yeah, I get it, Keon.
I mean, I definitely get it, Keon. But I like that. I like that they're still like, we're just trying to figure out us. As well. Like, I like that they're still working.
Are
on
they
it.
Still?
When I see IGs of Will in Brazil, I'm like, yeah, work on it, bro.
But he was also. I mean, I don't think they're together, but them as people, as a couple, as a unit, that
just
don't think
not to
ever...
say they're just to say they're still married.
Well, they still say they're family.
Right, right.
And that's what I appreciate, because they still have the idea of we're still a family and we can still go out together and not have to be like, you keep your ass over there, don't call me.
If I ever went through a divorce, I would want that.
Yeah.
Like my dad is coming to Thanksgiving this year for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Like all of us.
Yeah?
Like everybody.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see.
Is he bringing...
No.
But Pops, did he remarry? Okay, so he ain't bringing a date.
No, he's just coming. Cause what it is
all the family.
One they divorced 20 years ago,
right?
And they don't have any bad blood, by the way.
Like, they've been together before. We were at your house.
Yeah, that's at my house.
Right at your house.
That's at Thanksgiving at my
mom's
house.
Yeah, that was
house.
At.
We've done Christmas. It was at my brother's
house. That was a baby shower.
I remember
they were together at.
They've been together a bunch of times, a thousand times. They're fine.
I think we're at a random game night. Over
yeah,
there.
They're fine. We've done Christmas.
Yeah, I remember the baby shower.
It's at the kid's house. Thanksgiving be at my mom's house, like in her home. So this is the first time he's actually coming. Yeah. So since the divorce, but
she extended the invite. She was like,
"No, Keelan. Keelan, we were in the car, and he goes, who's coming for Thanksgiving?" I said, "All your cousins." Because me and my brothers actually timed ours up too, because we were all off. Because, you know, we have spouses now, so you got to split time. So we purposely went to their house last year so we can get back on track where we all can be together. Because we ain't all three of us been together in a while, because one's always with his wife. So we was like, nah, we'll go to you. We doubled up so everybody can get on the same track. So my brothers will be there. So all my nieces and nephews will be. So everybody will be
everyone
there.
Everyone will be at one house.
So Keelan was like, "Oh, man, everybody's going to be there. I wish Grandpa could come."
Aww.
And I was like, so I talked to my brother, and they was like, "You want to guilt trip, Mom?"
The guilt trip is on.
And I was like, "No." I was like, "But they get on. There's no problem." So we was like, "We'll see." And my mom was like, "Hey, let's see how
they
goes.
Met."
Yeah.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. There's no beat. It's just in her house. That's the only difference.
That's what we did. Okay.
So it was like, and if it goes, you know, swimmingly, we can just do this every year. Oh, and I'm like, all right, bet. So I hope it goes. It'll be fine. You know, yeah. I mean, the only thing I was, my dad just talk a lot, you know. So be like, "Don't be cornering niggas, and, you know, like, just shut up and eat, and, you know, let's have a good time."
He still gotta allow him to be himself.
You know what I mean? Be quiet.
next year, be yourself. This year,
this is a warm up round.
Yeah,
this is a trial, stretch.
But you know, it took the grandkids to be like, "Hey, man, you know, we don't care with whatever. Right. We want everybody here." So, but it's dope because everybody will be there for the first time, and whether it's the siblings, parents, like everybody.
I can't
will be
wait
there
to
for
hear how it goes, bro.
So, like, now it's about sleeping arrangements. It sounds like my mom wants everybody to stay there. Because, like, I was like, "Mom, you don't have, I mean, you got enough bedrooms, but like her husband's brother and his wife is coming, and then both my brothers are coming from out of town." Uh-huh. So I was like, "I'm only an hour away. I'll just, you know, stay at the house." So now my brother's gonna stay at my house, my dad's gonna stay at my house. And then, oh, look who it is. Drop that money, man.
Wait, so y'all gonna drive back to your house out here.
Yeah. My brother, the way it's looking now, my brother and my dad and my brother's kids will stay at my house. My Keith and his kids and his wife is gonna stay at my mom's. And then her husband's brother is gonna stay there. And my auntie lives down the street.
Now,
so
now
half
question,
the family's there.
If your mom had enough room for everyone, would Pops get a hotel, or would
I would just have him stay at my house.
You have him drive. Oh, you would send him away.
No, I would drive with him.
Oh, like, okay,
we would be like,
you know, send him away.
The thing is, it's not the Thanksgiving. The day of Thanksgiving is not the sleeping arrangement issue. It's everybody stays. What we do in our family, like, is Wednesday night. It's like a little pregame, and Thursday's the day, and then Friday morning is breakfast, and then Friday is games, and then it's like an event for the weekend.
Yeah, okay.
So now everybody's like, "Where are we sleeping? Where are we staying?" So my mom, when I talked to her yesterday,
it's an honorable man right there.
When I talked to her yesterday,
I took care of the miracle.
Oh, thank you, girl.
Yeah. It seemed like she wants everybody to stay there. Okay. She was like, "Just bring clothes." And you know the kids, she was like, this is the first time all the cousins will be there. You know they're gonna want to stay together.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's facts. She was like, "I got the kids' room set up. They can all sleep in there. We'll change the office to this, blah, blah, blah." But after she got done, it sounds like me and Cotty gonna be on the couch.
Oh.
So I was like, "Oh, everybody else got a room.
Where will we be sleeping?"
You know what I mean? So
that's a good drive though. Bakersfield to LA, what, but good
hour 15?
You might as well drive back to the crib and come back.
Yeah, sleep comfortably.
But no, the
coming back is crazy.
We be up so late playing games and karaoke and shit, and then breakfast in the morning. So I don't even know if I want to do an
hour. Just get a hotel. Get you.
Are you bringing the kids back with y'all, or you?
No, I was gonna leave them there.
Right.
They let them play.
Oh, they'd be mad as hell if you took them from their cousins.
All right, guys. No.
But Kyron's coming 2 days early, so they're gonna have time. Kyron's coming on Tuesday, so he's staying at our house Tuesday, Wednesday. So they got 2 days, 3 days straight to play together.
Okay. Because
then Kyron's got to go see his wife's family on Saturday anyway. So they gonna have plenty of time to play and everything. But it sounded like my mom just wanted everybody there, all her grandkids.
Yeah, she won't, yeah.
And same my dad was like, "I don't have any pictures with everybody all at once."
Oh yeah, get the camera out.
So it's gonna be everybody at once. So yeah, it should be pretty dope.
Good times.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the picture over the mantle in everybody's house.
Yeah, it should be pretty dope. Y'all pulling up? Pull up. Pull up. Oh, you sleep? You spend the night too? Y'all gotta sleep outside.
We got a tent outside.
Tent outside. That used to be fun as kids, though. We used to do that. When our cousins come, we set up the tent outside.
Oh, we would just build our little tents, our forts. Yeah. Get the blanket set up.
Little tent.
So yeah, it should be good this year. I'm excited.
I probably want to see my family. I'm supposed to be in Tampa the day before Thanksgiving. Then I think I'm just gonna fly from Tampa to Michigan. Cause we're gonna do the show next week in Detroit. So I think I'm just gonna be there.
No, we're not. I ain't doing that next week.
November, not next week. I'm sorry, the week after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already in November.
I was like, wait, what?
So I think I might just stay out there for the week, and then that's what I'm thinking.
Without the family,
because it'd be too much. It's a journey to have to get them over there. And I was like, otherwise I have to fly back and then fly back. And I don't like the back-to-back flying in weeks like that. Mm. I definitely don't want to do that.
Oh, bro, welcome to
I was like, I'm not doing that. I'd rather just do that and take a week off of flying and then do it later. Because that's a lot. I'm not doing that.
Huh? So they just go to her side of the family for Thanksgiving?
They were going to go to Vegas anyways to...
Her family's in Vegas?
No, but like her friend or somebody was like that. They're going to go to Vegas anyways. And that was going to be in Tampa anyway. So I was like...
It was already planned to be separate?
Kind of. But it's like I could go. I could fly back and go. I don't know. I don't know. But see, like, to me, it's not a big deal to me. I'm always like, well, whatever you guys want to do. It's not a huge, you know, I lost a lot of love for holidays when I moved out here and I was by myself early. Mm-hmm. So Christmas, birthday, Thanksgiving, I'm solo.
Shouldn't that be more of a reason to be like, yeah, like, I want to go do the stuff with everybody now?
No. I just don't feel the same about it. Like when I was younger, I was like,
and that's what built it into you, not having it when we were homeless on the grind.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of like, sure, you can let it mess you, like you miss it early on, but then I was just like, oh, this is it, go work, go. Mm-hmm. I used to make more money working on those days, right? So I was just like, so now they just mean less.
The messed up part about it, it just be one day.
Yeah.
You'd be like, damn, I gotta do.
But I don't like the guilt trip over one day. I'll be here for y'all every goddamn day. You know, but not Thanksgiving. I'm like, we're not doing this. We're not going to make me feel bad for not being here for Christmas or Thanksgiving or something.
Are you doing Christmas in there now?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying. But
he's planning it.
Out of 365 days.
He's warming them up. But, you know,
Christmas, New Year's Eve, Easter.
I'd be like, out of 365 days, five me more. But if I wasn't there those other days, you know what I mean?
Holidays hold weight, though.
And they hold weight because everybody's off at the same time.
Every day holds weight, man.
Like, I don't see my siblings. Like, without the holidays, I'm not seeing everybody. That's the only time everybody has a day off.
I just be sensitive to, they hold weight, but I just be sensitive to the people who don't have anybody. Yeah. You know what I mean? So when you put hella much on it, it makes those people more sad and depressed. So I just be like, it could be just another day.
I used to worry about when people going to go see their family. I'll be there working, you know? We're going to go see our family in Kansas. Have a great time. Not me working by myself.
Chad, putting the bags away. All right, John. Y'all be in there.
My homies be like, hey, man, can you switch Thanksgiving for me, Christmas for me so I can be with my kids anymore? Of course. Hmm. Not even no doubt. Go get it.
See, we need people like me
you
and Chad.
You know what I'm saying?
The non-holiday.
You don't be with your family?
Yeah, I do. But yeah. I'm just saying, if I have to miss, there's been time. I have to miss probably more than I do to what we do. I've missed a lot of holidays and birthdays. So
Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I'll be with y'all on Thanksgiving sometimes, and not my kids sometimes.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
I just meant gig-wise. Because usually, we ain't got no gigs on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, normally no gigs on Thanksgiving.
New Year's Eve, I work.
Every New Year's, I'm working.
If I could work on Thanksgiving, if it was shows on Thanksgiving, we would work.
Show on Thursday.
Thanksgiving, I want to eat.
Yeah, I'm at the house.
It's really the only holiday I care about.
Christmas and New Year's, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, Christmas don't hit the same no more. But Thanksgiving,
I'm
going in on something.
Me and the boys are already practicing what we was gonna eat.
Man,
like,
practicing?
Yeah, I was like, Keelan was like, all right, I'm gonna put my wings here. I'm gonna put my mac and cheese. Like, we already like in the mode of like what we want to do, and they're just so excited to see their family and shit. Right. So I'm like, I'm already like, Kendrick's getting his list of karaoke songs ready. Like, I asked them to put in order what they like, and they said Thanksgiving first.
Yeah.
Because that's when all the family's there. Then they said
the food.
Christmas the food. Because they get presents. Right. And then they said after that, whatever.
boxed in.
My mom just dropped the Trump card on us. She is supposed to come out here for Thanksgiving. Now she's telling us all go there. And we're like, it's cheaper if you come
it's
here.
It's cheaper if
like,
you come
but I'm
here.
Cooking. And we're like, oh yeah.
I thought she lived out here.
She moved to North Carolina.
Oh, so she's not coming no more?
Oh, yeah. She changed her mind on us. Yeah. She just hit me with it yesterday. I was like, talk to the kids. I was like,
talk to the kids. Are you the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the oldest. So
you got to figure it out. Yeah.
I'll be there. Now, I don't know if they're going to make it.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving in North Carolina, huh?
That sounds like a different. Good
time. It do sound country, man.
That sounds kind of fun.
Like, the food would be better.
Yeah. The house is bigger now.
Yeah. Oh, y'all should go.
I'm going.
Yeah. I'm going too.
Craig's and I'm going to be there.
You're welcome to come. My mom be like, anybody like in town, tell them come through.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you know you're more than welcome.
You ain't going to be overseas?
Mm-mm. I don't know what the meatless options will be, but you're going to be eating pie and...
Man, it's one day out the year, man.
Tony going to have a plate full of dessert.
Eat this ham, man.
Shut up.
One day out the year, man. Eat this ham, bro.
I don't care about holidays.
Tony going to be eating...
One day out the year.
Nah.
Tony going to be eating mac and cheese, sweet potatoes, and... Yeah,
I
got to
find a vegan Thanksgiving.
It's all cooked in bacon grease.
No, not that stuff.
From a vegan, they got to be in charge.
Oh, they got what? Well, yeah, they got... But
I can't be depending on regular people.
So you're going to have like
tofurkey. We made just some asparagus.
And it'd be one option.
Yeah, man.
Bacon-wrapped asparagus.
I think the only non-meat things we have is, because even the greens, you know, if you be putting meat in it. So I think the only thing is the mac and cheese and the yams.
I just think we're in a day and age now where you got to have options.
Oh, and the stuffing. Actually, you know what? All the sides, other than the greens, don't have no meat.
They don't put no meat in the stuffing?
Yeah, they do.
I'm about to say, man, you got to put the meat in the dressing.
And we have two different kinds, and they both got one got sausage and one got the
dirty to me, baby. Come on now.
We have vegan options, but they just sit over there, like the tofurkey.
The options should be there.
It's just over there cold.
Okay.
Yeah, the cheeseless mac.
Tofurkey is good.
Nah.
I like it.
I've never tried it.
I like it.
All the good, what is it, the Morningstar? All that shit be over there.
What's the Morningstar? What is that?
It's like vegan option. Like
they got vegetarian. It's a whole vegetarian.
How much
brand? It's a brand.
Yeah, it's a brand.
We usually have two turkeys, two hams, honey baked ham, honey baked turkey breast.
Don't you say when you told me to shove about some ham?
We got a big ass
honey
pot
baked.
Of greens.
Honey, babe, I used to always get the turkey breast.
Oh, okay. Oh, so do y'all do it more potluck style or more?
No, we have the essentials, and then we.
Your mom make the essentials?
She make one of the essentials. Like, she'll make, like, turkey and ham and a pot roast, but she do it, like, old school style. With all the, then everybody else tries their new shit. The lemon pepper fried turkey.
Okay.
She got that hot roast pan that looked like space.
Yeah. The black one.
Why is that the like official space? Pan? And then the big gray where they make the greens. Yeah. Why is that universal?
I need to know if white people had those things.
Me too. I want to know.
I need to know.
That big gray pot's the only pot that comes that big. You can't find, and you have to cook enough greens.
But what about the space?
It's the gumbo pot too. That's the gumbo pot.
The space pot, I don't know.
What is that about?
Like, how do we all
that's
have
how you
the
know it's good.
It's gotta
and,
be other
and,
ones.
And the casserole dishes.
It had to be passed down just amongst the black community.
It had to be.
The blue flowers.
Right. Yeah. Why? Yeah. I had that in my house, but I got it from my mom. Like, why is that a thing?
Same joy. Just,
that's crazy, dog. It was one place that sold them. And it makes sense, though. When one place back in the day, you know, everybody went to
a blacks only shop.
What was a place back then?
Venture.
I don't know.
But yeah, Sears probably or something. I don't
Sears,
know.
Sears,
you know
yeah.
The Montgomery Wards?
Moms do pass that down. I remember I moved from my spot. My mom brought me the big silver pan, a cast iron skillet, and a crock pot.
Food be good in that cast iron skillet.
No, it hit best because it holds the seasoning.
I hate putting food on a plate, bro. I really do. The food inside, whatever is made.
Oh, straight out the
straight from the tap.
I didn't even go. I'm glad you said it because that's how I eat now.
I hate when I cook for me. Yeah. Here's yours. Here's yours. I'm eating out this pot.
I love eating out the pot.
Skillet. This is my dish.
Why?
I'm not going
What's
back.
I got no reason.
I just be doing it because For me, it's like, I if make you the cooking, boys.
Yeah, but if you just a nigga roaming around the kitchen.
If you're cooking it.
If you're cooking, that's fair. But if you just roaming around
don't
the kitchen.
The point.
Yeah, I don't mind seeing the cook. Let me taste. Oh, it's good.
I just eat the whole thing.
I need one person doing it.
I eat out the. Well, true. I agree with that. It should be me.
I just be eating out of there.
It's better out that skillet, bro.
Are y'all? So we're at an age now. That's why I was asking how much you have, because you have to keep adding food, right? Because everybody keeps having kids.
And then usually people from out of town come over too, friends who don't have places to go. So it's just, we have like, it looks like a mission. You know, it's just random tables just stacked up.
I thought about that the other day. Like, I was like, why are we making so much food? And I'm like, well, shit. Everybody got kids, and then everybody's kids got kids now, and then
that food be good.
And that food be good.
And now people like there not to be leftovers, so we make just enough so everybody takes something. Somebody might end up with a turkey leg. That's on them, depending on what time they get there.
Leftovers is life.
Man, I used to love when we hosted Thanksgiving. We wake up to the it's a fun house of food, bro.
Yeah,
this is easily my favorite holiday.
Yeah, we got the, we get to go plates now, like the official, you know, you buy them, fill your shit up, write your name on it, put it off to
smart
the side.
Finally, get them.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
I'm hungry.
I can't wait. And then we all like we was talking, and I was like, we should give Dad an edible.
Let him know for
gonna drug your father.
We're gonna drug him up because we gonna be high. Because me and our wives and we gonna be high as shit. Like the food tastes better.
Food tastes
even better. It's already. I'm like, food gonna be ready at 3. I'm popping my shit at like 2:15. So it kick in. Brian eating. I'm about to be eating. And that's the only time we all can cut loose is when the grandparents are around. Mm. Like anytime the grandparents and aunties and stuff is here, like me, my wife, my brothers, we be out.
Because you know they
somebody
got
can watch it. They got the kids.
Yeah,
we come back. They be like, what y'all? We be like, no. We be out of here. We're going to go take a walk real quick. And be like, all right.
I should go to Clovis for Thanksgiving.
Clovis? Yeah,
man. What's that?
New Mexico.
Oh.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Why Clovis?
That's what my mom did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mama Sandy.
Yeah.
I might as well.
Why not?
Yeah.
Will it be snowing if you go?
Possibly. It'd be snowing out there.
It snows in New Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, there you know.
You never seen Mama Cindy pictures? She's posted pictures with snow.
He don't be paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trash.
Do your kids help with cooking?
No.
We take, we go early the day before and they all go help grade the cheese, go help do all that stuff, learn how to cook with
I felt like I was doing some when I was a cheese grader back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I was the man. I was like, you nobody grade cheese like me.
So they said, you know what? That cheese was hand grated by me.
One thing about me, when I grade cheese, I used to eat it a lot. Mm-hmm. I would get high on my own supply all the time.
That's funny.
Man, I'd just be like, those strings.
Mm-hmm. So y'all be having the kids active, huh?
Yeah, you got to get them started.
Kids we always had it where the kids was just playing. We had ours was very traditional, though. It would be all the women. Doing like
massage,
man.
Ours was
the down women and the kids. Yeah.
Get your ass in there and cook that shit up, bitch. We got family coming in. Don't give me no lip.
The dudes be watching football.
Watching football.
And then women, and I remember that was the first time I saw like the blackness of like women snapping peas. And all that. I was like, I was like, this is
abuse.
This is it.
What's abuse about it?
Nothing.
I was just saying. Them over the top of the. You better snap them peas, right? You hear me? It's going to be smoke in the city tonight.
But the kids, they honestly wanted out the way. Uh-huh. Like, it's too slow. And especially on that day, it's like,
we
want
the
slow.
Kids out the way.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, we got stuff to do. And
it's game day.
Right. You know, like, we ain't got time for y'all to be cutting your finger or whatever. Go play. Yeah. Go get out the way.
That's what kids are supposed to do on things.
Yeah.
Man, they go take the trash out.
Man, put them kids to work.
Nah, my kids,
they be messing up. Kids
be
messing
just,
up.
They slow. They just slow.
Put them kids to work.
I want to help.
You didn't grade cheese.
They don't dry their hands after they wash their hands.
What you give them the knife for?
Yeah.
Keon, give them the most dangerous thing. You want to help here? Play with this.
Cut your finger off.
Yeah, watch the eggs boil.
Did y'all moms let y'all lick the bowl?
Oh, hell yeah.
The beaters, for sure.
The beaters.
Yeah. But we got
afterwards.
The beaters.
You get the beaters, you get the bowl after?
I get the bowl. Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. I wanted the beaters.
We would.
The beaters are like a little sucker.
Frosting all on your forehead.
All over you.
I used to work it around.
You getting all in the middle? That's where we practice our skills for the future. On the beaters.
Yeah. That's how the cunnilingus can.
If your man can't go downtown, he didn't lick beaters growing up. He never practiced.
I was waiting on them beaters, man. Like, you all done?
This is how I knew my dad used to just like fussing, because he used to get mad at us for the beaters part. Mm-hmm. Like, why y'all do that? It's like, you just want to fuss about something. We ain't bothering nobody.
You know,
and really, that was helping. Like, hey, get that damn beat out your mouth.
Taking it like that.
Licking the beater was helpful.
Right.
Because you moms soak them anyway when they're done.
The D throwing the beater.
Boy.
Jerking it off first.
Spit on it? What, like, what the hell? Why you spit on the beater?
That's a lot.
Get off that beater, boy.
Turn it on, mom.
There'd be two beaters in the bowl, and there were three of us. So we'd all, you know, who gets the bowl, who gets the beater, you know.
Yeah.
And my dad'd be like, why do y'all, it was raw eggs in there, and why do y'all, we'd be like, man. He would fuss over everything. He'd fuss over hot sauce. Why y'all eating all that? Your stomach lining gonna fall out. We'd be like, what is wrong with you? He just wanted to fuss. He's like, just hush.
Good old fuss.
He just loved fussing.
Too much hot sauce.
Why y'all eat that? Why y'all watching this?
Has it toned down over the years?
He still be fussing, but it's not. It's just we don't care no more. All the stuff he used to do when we were kids doesn't hold weight anymore. Mm. So now we'd be laughing at him. Like everything he do, we'd be like, "Dad, are you good?" Like he sends us a picture of the dinner he made last night. We'd be like, "Look at Dad, all grown up." Like now we just make fun of him all the time. Something like chicken and rice, broccoli type meal. Yeah. He wasn't much of a cook growing up, so now he be cooking. So he be sending us his meal, like, "Look what I made." We be like, "I raised you right.
Your mom got me pissed. I know your mama. You gonna cook now? You dirty
piece of shit."
So he be, he just be fussing. But now when he fusses, just be like, "Dad, hush. Like, go lay down. Go take a nap.
Take a nap.
Be quiet." All right. Then the kids be roasting him all the time. "Grandpa, why your face look like that? Grandpa, you need to." So he done lost a bunch of weight. And he's like, "I'm coming ready this year."
Oh, he's coming on point.
Because they lit him up for, I forgot what it was, because I think my niece was like, "Grandpa, you old." And she was like, "What makes you look old?" She was like, "Your eyes." And then Keelan came in, and he was like, "And your stomach."
Oh,
and each one just came in, and he was like,
All right.
He said this year, he's down to his weight when I was like a kid.
Oh, damn.
Like, he didn't lose a bunch of weight. But he said, for fun, he's going to go buy one of them hair pieces. Oh, yeah. He said he's going to come in with a hood and take the hair piece off of the kids with full waves.
Hilarious. Who's looking old now, kid?
Yeah. I'm like, "Hey, go ahead, man."
That's funny. And then he's never going to go back to being bald.
Nah. He's going to be like, he's been bald since he was 19. That's all he knows.
Stressful life when you're young in a hood. You go bald early, dog.
We were talking about food since I got here, so if you're hungry,
yeah.
HelloFresh is what you need in your life.
That's what I'm doing for Thanksgiving.
With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. Mm-hmm. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Now, a crazy schedule can make it easy to fall back into your dinner time recipe rut. Keep mealtime exciting with over 40 recipes to choose from every week, so there's always something delicious to discover at HelloFresh. With so many in-season ingredients, you'll taste all the freshness of fall in every bite of HelloFresh's chef-crafted recipes. Mm-hmm. Produce travels from the farm to your door for peak ripeness that you can taste. Even though the fall can feel jam-packed, HelloFresh makes whipping up a home-cooked dinner actually doable with quick and easy options, including their 15-minute meals. That's less time than it takes to get delivery. And with every pre-proportioned and delivered right to your door every week, it's really a no-brainer. Turn to HelloFresh Market for yummy add-ons and enjoy the season's limited-time fall flavors lineup. Feast on desserts like the apple cider cake with caramel sauce, or please a crowd with the appetizers like the BBQ pulled pork nachos, and don't forget the mini pumpkin cheesecake, perfect for a me time treat. And we all know HelloFresh takes the hassle out of mealtime, but did you know that it can also save you money? HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. That means less stress in your day and more money back in your pocket. That's incredible. And the mm-hmm. fact that you can make something in 15 minutes, man, you ain't got no excuse, man.
Mm-hmm. Zero excuse.
You ain't got no excuse, man. The cheesecake bites sound good.
Mm-hmm.
But the pumpkin.
The pumpkin, you ever had pumpkin cheesecake?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You have?
As well?
No. Yeah, that's a cheesecake connoisseur.
With bacon on it.
Oh. Oh. Hello Fresh, that what you need, Chaz, man. You can make it for the holidays.
I've had a bacon cheesecake. It was fire.
Wait, yeah, what?
Bacon cheesecake.
Bacon cheesecake?
Yeah. Yeah, it was incredible.
That sounds
with like, the bacon pieces was in it, yes, like quiche.
It was so good.
That's wild.
It was so good.
So go to HelloFresh.com/50issue.
50 issues.
And use the code 50issues.
50issues.
For 50% off plus free shipping.
Come on. What?
Yeah, that's HelloFresh.com/50issues.
50 issues.
And use the code 50issues.
50 issues.
For 50% off plus free shipping. Well, you can't beat that.
You gotta be a darn fool not to get that deal.
You can't beat it. A darn fool.
Absolutely. Yeah,
bacon cheeseburger cheesecake.
A what?
Bacon cheeseburger cheesecake.
Not what? A bacon burger cheesecake. But I'm not opposed to trying.
Wait, what's the most exotic cheesecake you've had, Chaz?
Exotic?
A lot of people don't know that Chaz is a cheesecake connoisseur.
I don't know if I had a...
just the most wild.
Wild cheesecake.
Yeah, just
bacon. Bacon was
bacon sounds pretty wild. Right.
Bacon was up there. I can't think of anything that's... I had, like, a banana pudding one, which was really good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That was fire.
Was that from Harriet's?
Yep, from Harriet's.
Harriet's.
Yeah, I think I've had... I don't eat chocolate. It's in Inglewood.
Banana pudding cheesecake? Whoa.
Yeah, I don't eat chocolate, so my... You know, I lose that whole...
You didn't get the Pazookie cheesecake? With the like brownie cookie with the cheesecake?
Mm-hmm. That's not my thing. Jeez. If it has chocolate in it or like caramel, I'm out.
You like that praline one they got?
Oh, that was fire. Praline was fire. I ate all those.
I bring those to Thanksgiving.
So like they, you know, they have like an Oreo cookie one. I'm not going to eat that one. I don't
know. You don't like Oreo? You don't like Oreo?
I just don't do chocolate, man. Anything that's like chocolatey, I don't.
So you don't like cookies and cream ice cream?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
The best ice cream on this day.
Man, I'd be at birthday parties and they bring out the chocolate cake, and I'm like,
nah, chocolate cake, I get
chocolate cake is not good.
Yeah,
dude,
like,
so
chocolate cake is fire.
German chocolate cake is another level.
Chocolate cake, that's too.
German chocolate cake's fine, but just regular chocolate cake.
Yeah. Yo, true.
Chocolate cake.
Oh, I don't like how my teeth look when I eat that.
Man, you do. Like, you do look bad. You look like you've been run down.
Oreo
cookie and cream, that's the best thing.
I grew up hating chocolate ice cream though.
Hating
the worst. I'm not a big fan. Yeah,
I didn't like in Napoleon, that was the worst one.
That's what it all got left.
Yeah,
I hated chocolate ice cream. But then I got hooked on the Frosties from Wendy's.
Those are. It's a different kind of chocolate.
It do taste different.
Tastes like a little light. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Chocolate sometimes be too, it's doing
heavy,
too much.
Right? I don't like dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Exactly. It says it's healthier for you, but I don't like it.
Chocolate be doing too much.
Oh, I did a Cinnamon Toast Crunch one. That was really good. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah,
that sounds hella good.
The Cinnamon Toast Crunch was the crust.
It was fire.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. I was like, y'all killing me.
Literally.
Man.
Literally got diabetes that day. Take my foot. Take it.
Cheesecake is amazing.
That sounds amazing, though.
That was great.
I got a question.
Questions. The DC
Okay. This is going to be rather tough.
Oh,
yeah, it's going to be rather. It's going to be a tough question. Might not like it. We might like it, but it's going to be a tough one.
Okay. So Chaz is being raped.
No.
Haven't had one of those in a while.
I think Craig might know where this stems from.
Oh,
yeah. We were just somehow listening to the Marvin Gaye story and how. Marvin Gaye, a lot of people don't know Marvin Gaye. A lot of people know, everyone knows Marvin Gaye was murdered by his dad or killed by his dad.
April Fool's.
Yeah. However, that day that Marvin Gaye's dad killed him, he was beaten on his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear it wasn't the first time he's ever beat up his dad. And is it a time or could your child beat you enough to a point where you would actually kill them?
That was a tough one.
It's a very tough one.
Dang, he came in with the heavy.
It's heavy.
It's heavy.
Yeah. We're talking about the delightfulness of cheesecake.
Yeah, I warned y'all for it. Yeah.
My kids is beating the shit out of us on a regular basis.
Like abusing us?
Abuse.
Like kicks to the ribs. And
abuse.
The hand up.
Game night, just beat down behind the couch.
You get out of line, Dad. Ba-da! Like that.
Socking me out, huh?
What did I do?
My initial thing was like.
Because he was abusive. To Marvin.
Yeah, I was about to say, their situation is a little different.
Okay.
Marvin. Let's not take only, their situation out of it. Not only abusive to Marvin, just other stuff too. Out.
Yeah, we're taking their so situation. We're just they just they're
purely no scenario. Okay.
Yeah,
because I'm older.
Yeah,
I'm
a good I just use that to because that's the only thing I can think of.
It's like right, all the shit you did.
Because Pops, his dad got off. His dad didn't have to do any jail time for that. He got off on self defense, I believe.
Wasn't Marvin on drugs as well around that time?
Marvin is a saint.
No, musically. Musically,
he's
yeah.
my favorite. He did nothing.
Initially, my answer was, no, I could never see myself shooting one of my kids or killing one of my kids. Mm-hmm. But then I thought, I was like,
yo. They beat the shit out of me on a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
This is either going to be me or you eventually.
Yeah. It's going to come to that.
But I can't take it no more, man. I done paid mad hospital bills. You broke my ribs.
Right. And if I was a good dad?
Yeah.
What you doing?
Right, rubbing what are you doing?
I got to take you out.
Yeah. Man.
I gotta pull the trigger.
I think so.
Like, hey, get the fuck off
initially,
me, man.
Bro.
I'm aiming for the knee. You know, I'm trying to just let you know this is gonna stop.
Right.
I ain't trying to end your life, but at the same
you ain't
time,
gonna beat me tonight.
Yeah.
And if they still,
they're still up, like,
yeah.
No,
no. They be like, okay. Situation. And I want them to look at me like, I can't believe you shot, nigga. You've been beating me.
You've been beating me.
You've been beating me for decades,
bro. Okay, okay, I got it. I hear you.
I'm going to try to help. I'm going to be like, all right, we'll get you patched up.
Let's go get something to eat.
You know what I mean? Let's go get something to eat.
Let's get something
to eat. You really think you something, right?
Right.
At first, I was thinking I'd shoot him, but then after a while, I was like, you know what? It's probably something that I did that.
No, we did nothing.
Yeah, he
I
said
know,
it
but I'm
his
saying
scenario.
It's the way I raised him then.
Yeah.
I didn't raise him with the right words or the right.
He might have something wrong.
Yeah. I'm not digging too deep.
I watch enough SVU. He might have just
too
something
many
wrong
punches.
Too many punches.
I know I ain't deserve these ass beers.
A good stomach punch, maybe.
You know when you deserve your ass kicked. And if I completely didn't deserve this,
I deserve it.
Hey, son.
Good to see you again.
They lost the game, so he beat me.
Right,
before.
Right.
You tried your best, son. You dad.
Because we know how we are as parents.
Yeah.
We know that I didn't do nothing to deserve this.
No, not beatings. Not beatings every time we run up.
Yeah,
no,
I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
I got to take them kneecaps out. Yeah. At least a calf muscle. Oh, no,
it's murder. It's murder.
It's murder.
Oh,
they're not coming back.
Yeah,
Ja Rule.
So it's either murder or just keep taking the abuse forever.
Yeah.
I can't, like, leave?
Because I might end up getting killed.
Can I start, move away?
I'll start wearing a leather mask and a dog collar, make him feel weird when he come by. And beat
like a sexual?
Yeah.
Make noises?
Yeah.
Do it again.
Take all the power away from
him. Man. Yeah. He'd be like, no, I ain't enjoying it. Yeah. Are you going to look back at him? Like, oh.
Dad.
Are you going to be sweaty? Are you going to take the mask off and look at you? Do the prince look?
When he leaves, see you next week.
It's like Bill Murray, a little shop of horrors.
You're
going to
make him stop doing it. Like,
just start beating today. Off in front of him? Are you going to beat off in front of him?
That could work.
It could.
It could work.
Yeah,
it could work.
Hit me again. Hit me again. Just beat off.
It worked for Bill Murray in Little Shop of Horrors.
He did do that, huh?
He loved it. Steve Martin loved giving people pain at the dentist's office. Bill Murray loved getting the pain. So everything Steve Martin was doing, Bill Murray was like, yeah, yeah, come on. Come on, he grabbed his shoulder. He's like, oh, yeah, oh. And Steve Martin was like, get out of here. That shit was so funny, man.
That's funny.
The shoulder grab.
Oh, Craig.
Oh.
I used to jump
so
off
me
my
and Tony
bike
taking him out. Chaz. Craig's living. Craig's letting
okay
him live.
Beating them off. Craig's
beating them off, literally.
Craig said, where's the blender?
Craig and Jack off.
Oh, I might just take the abuse, man.
Take the abuse.
Let me see.
What honor are you getting out of this?
What do I look? I don't want to kill
what
my
are you
daughter.
Standing on? Why are you taking the abuse?
I don't want to kill my
why,
kid.
Why?
I love her. I don't want her to die. How is she outside of beating?
Oh. Does it matter?
Is she a good person everywhere else? Does she like give to the poor and charity and stuff?
This is like the battered women that stay in the relationship.
Yeah. Is she a good person outside?
Not doing it.
I mean, if she's beating you, that's
she's just a bad person inside our home for sure. But outside,
as soon as she gets home from church,
what's the yeah? What is she like helping homeless people get back on their feet, donating houses.
If this will make you feel better, she's a great kid outside.
If she's doing all that outside, she's a fraud.
Sure, she's a fraud, but she's changing lives for the better.
Except yours.
Except mine.
Except for you.
Yeah,
except
yours. But it's one life compared to everybody else's, right?
What if she only does good
just
because
no.
She gets beat on because she beats on Chad?
So she has to go. She has to go.
She has to beat on Chad.
On you, that's she gets back to the world, but she comes and beats on me to get her frustration off. Then she goes back to being
the
same.
That makes it even more creepy. Yeah.
She like, I saw you fed the homeless today. Oh, you saw that.
You saw that. Huh? You kissing ass.
Yeah. You did real good out there.
Uh-huh. I did real good. Huh?
You did you had my brass chair. Knuckles?
And Keon, you said.
You can't just beat on me every day, I can't.
Yeah, can't take
you it. Got it. It's just defense. It's, I'm just defending myself. Like
at this point, yeah.
I'm old.
Can I defend
I'm fragile.
Myself or murder? This is a
and
difference.
I can't fight. If I'm too weak and old to fight back, like, you know, what else I'm going to do? You just beating the hell out of me?
I'm not going to take no shit.
So I gotta, you know, and it's and I'm not shooting with no new gun. It's gonna be an old. You gonna go with my hand?
Gonna be a musket,
a pistol.
You get one shot.
That's funny.
Yeah. That was the question.
Mm-hmm. I might shoot Cody for watching it.
Oh, it's gonna be multiple ones in there.
Well, yeah, what the snap? Yeah. Everybody getting it.
Everybody, yeah.
Is Kendrick like, I wasn't me. No, bap. That's your brother.
Yeah. That was an interesting question.
Quite the doozy of a question.
Yeah.
The dogs, why are you still alive?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Chickens,
for this.
Everybody getting
it. Why can't I just leave?
No, and bro.
Nah, man, you got to think.
Why can't I just leave the house?
Nah. There's no escaping.
Before she comes home.
This is what she do. It's Tuesday.
Am I chained up somewhere? I can't get out. Tuesday.
You know what time it is when you hear that door open?
Yeah. She comes in with her daddy beater on.
Daddy beater.
Can I wrap like phone books around me?
You taking an ass.
You can find phone books anywhere.
Yeah.
Are you wearing phone books around the house?
Yeah, if I can find them. Last time I seen a phone book.
I ain't seen one in a long time.
I saw the remember those stands he said to put newspapers in? Those were by the house. Yeah. I say, look at this relic.
Wait, what?
Oh, you used to have those
with
stands,
the porn papers.
Newspaper stand.
Yeah, you know, put like a quarter in and get a paper.
Oh, it's
still active, ain't it?
Nah, not the one. The one I saw was just pretty sure someone living in there.
Hilarious.
There was like three of them. And I'm just like, it's on the corner of the sheet. I'm like, this thing used to be a member of society.
Right. Every time I see it, all I can think about is Dumb and Dumber. It's like, don't go blowing our money. Just swinging a thing around and tried to buy that porno magazine. Lost all the stuff in there. He was like, idiot.
I saw a phone booth. I just, this is crazy.
It'd be something on Sunset still.
I seen a payphone, not a phone.
I mean,
I saw a phone booth.
I saw a phone booth.
In London, they got them.
Iowa somewhere, I saw a phone booth.
Wow.
Was it active? Booth.
You ain't going there?
I just looked at it. I was driving by.
It's funny. I don't know the numbers offhand to go in there and try it.
I had to look at my phone. Dial somebody's number.
Phone booth.
Wow. What did it even come up as when you call somebody? Phone booth from Iowa?
No, it'd just be the number of the phone booth. The number of the phone.
You could,
so it wouldn't get answered.
No, hell no. You call me from the phone booth.
Is it a 1-800?
No. It'd be a regular number.
Oh.
If you saw a call and it said phone booth, you're not answering?
Low key, no. if it said phone booth,
I might.
I might answer.
It
might be an emergency.
Yeah, just to see.
Hello? Hello? It might be you calling from the 90s.
It's Chad. Is he still being me?
Bill and Ted's actually eventually calling from the phone booth. They still got them in London.
Yeah. I like everybody the London takes phone the booth, the red joint. They got a red phone booth, look like a London phone booth in Burbank. It's on Magnolia. I wonder if it's still there.
Is it for that secret
club? It's by
club?
Portos.
Oh, it's by Portos? Oh.
Yeah, Portos is on this corner.
I've never seen that.
I drive by that Portos all the time.
Yeah, it's on the other side of the street.
By
so
the gas?
Like,
oh, it's by the pizza place?
Let's say if you're coming down Hollywood Way, right? Uh-huh. And Portos is on your right.
Right, uh-huh. Okay. You're going north.
The phone booth. In that same intersection at the light, the phone booth would be to your left.
I think I have seen that. I just got used to seeing it that I was just like,
I
forget what it's in front of.
Yeah, it's in front of that comic book store.
You think about the AM/PM.
What's on that left side right there?
See, I was thinking about the gas station, too.
Because there's a Blaze Pizza over here.
Yeah, Blazes on that.
I don't think it's Blazes anymore.
That Target thing up here?
Gas station.
On this side.
You go around so the phone? The gas store. Station, the phone booth would be.
Oh, okay.
On the same side as the gas station.
What's crazy is I can visualize seeing it.
Yeah. I can't see the left side.
I can't. What is
By the old WGA building?
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
And you know what it is? Because I usually, at that portals, I usually make a right to go into Burbank to go to Flappers.
Right.
I make a right there, so I never look that way.
On the other side,
I only see portals. I'm like, that's important. That's important. Whenever on the other side, it's not important.
I never look to the left.
Now I'm going to pay attention.
Right, now I'm looking for it.
Like, if I used to go to the Ha-Ha, let's say, it was just North Hollywood, I would take Magnolia down, so I would be...
And portals is on your left at this point.
Portals on the left now, so I would pass.
On the right side.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's still there or not. I want to take a picture by it.
Right. What's something old that y'all miss? It could be phone book, pagers. Movie theaters, whatever.
I miss pagers.
I mean, not movie theaters, like drive-ins, whatever.
Oh, you mean
anything that's not a thing like that anymore? What do you miss?
I was thinking about this other day. I do miss the answering machine when you came home and then you saw who called you for the day. And it's just like, hey, you reached the Rogers Chaz to keep.
That's how y'all know?
That was nice. We changed it times and times again. But then you would just see who called you on. And it was like, you're free. I hate that anybody can get a hold of you anytime they want to. Mm. And then if you don't reply to somebody's text, it's a problem. Okay. I'll get you when I get you. I'll get you when I get you.
Phone stay in people's heads.
It could be anything that we just miss.
I only got big people's phone is always
CDs.
In their hands.
I kind of miss buying CDs. Going to the...
I missed that.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
That used to be a good time.
Right. Every Tuesday, right?
Tuesday was new music day. Right. I was in there.
I remember opening up, reading about it. CDs.
I missed that.
Okay.
If they had the lyrics.
I didn't mind having them all in a folder under my seat.
I had to. The folder was prized.
Yeah.
The bigger the folder, the more I had one big one and two small ones.
Yeah.
And you had two of them. I remember in the car.
I got 45 booklets. It's ridiculous.
Tony came with two in rotation.
Man. It's funny, like in college, I used to, me and my roommate Jamal, I would record a special answer machine message. It was like whatever song was hot at the time, mm-hmm. I made lyrics to mm-hmm. that song. Okay. So people would just call in our room just to hear what song I had next.
Mm-hmm. For real?
Yeah, word spread around campus like, yo, call Tony's phone. He always changing it up. So it was like campus wide. I miss CDs. I miss what else I miss?
The phone right now. Shut your ass up. I don't like it.
So if they left the answer machine, do you listen to it? If they leave you a message?
Oh yeah, I always do.
But it's kind of heartbreaking though when you come home ain't no messages.
Oh yeah, like, it's a sad day.
Nobody thought about me.
Nobody. Or it was just a bill collector.
Yeah, it's just like, Jazz, we want that money.
Oh, I miss dance clubs. Nobody dances in clubs no more. I miss like going out to meet people in like clubs.
What do they do in clubs now?
Everybody's like, you go with whoever you're with, mm-hmm. you sit in your section, mm-hmm. there's only sections, and then there's very little room to go by the bar, mm-hmm. and then there's a security dude telling you move, keep moving. Mm-hmm.
But there's no more, like, people don't be. You got to think, not mm-hmm. what y'all doing, you know, with the booths, but the regular people,
they,
you know.
They filled it up with booths.
Really?
There's no dance floors.
I'm trying to think the last club.
So they're lounges, just loud lounges now?
Loud lounges.
A lot of lounges now.
A lounge is a good time.
With who you came with, but you're not really meeting people anymore.
True.
I miss the video store.
Blockbuster?
All of
2020.
Hollywood, Blockbuster.
Eastman,
just
Hollywood.
Going to rent movies. That's I miss that.
Redbox didn't give me that satisfaction.
I was going to say Blockbuster. No, I miss Blockbuster a lot.
That was a whole vibe. Especially back when I wasn't seeing everything in theaters, so I had to wait.
Yeah.
I was like, man, Die Hard is on video. I'm going in.
The worst was when you would go and pull the thing back and it was gone. Yeah. It was sold out. He's like, we came here just for this.
Come on.
Like, we came here just for this.
Some old low budget ass movie. Like, man, this ain't even good.
But then sometimes the best was when like you like they don't have it and somebody came in and returned it.
Mm-hmm. You'd be looking. Like,
they returned it. Yeah.
They'd be in the front.
They'd be like, can you rewind this one? They'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, I'll take it. I'll rewind it at the house.
Right.
Like,
I would do that all the time. Yeah. Like, can you check the drop box?
Yeah. That was a good time.
We got Pretty Woman right here. Yeah.
It was definitely an experience on the weekend. I remember walking, taking Avi and A to do that. Like, because my dad would do it. That was just like the whole thing.
And ours was dope because there was a Baskin Robbins next to the Blockbuster. So we would go get ice cream, then go pick our movie, go watch it as a family. We did a lot of my good memories and stuff that I just missed was just stuff we did as a family.
Yeah.
Just so like, Blockbuster was one of them. Like going to, even now, the boys, we're at a point where they like Costco. So every Tuesday, man, they get out of school early. I pick them up from here. They'd be like, "We're going to Costco." I'd be like, "Yeah." They'd be like, "Yes." And that's just our thing. And I remember when my mom would take us. Like, we love doing that. Yeah. And I just like, I just miss, you know, anything I can think that was like nostalgic. And then, you know, you go to Blockbuster or video store and behind that black curtain you wasn't supposed to be behind, you know?
Oh, man. Once I got older and started pouring it up. I used to ease into the some video stores would let me in early.
Damn,
you're grown.
You'd be outside. Like
I was too young to be in there, but I'd be easy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, got it.
Wait, did all video stores have that? I don't
know. Blockbuster, Hollywood, they never had.
Yeah, they
Hollywood
didn't have
had it. Did Blockbuster didn't have it.
I don't remember.
Video.
2020.
That's why people go to Hollywood.
I remember separate places for
the one offs. They always had that. Yeah. I'd be peeking back in the curtain.
Hollywood had it because now. Blockbuster was like the family
of everything,
but Hollywood was a little more edgy. So like we would go to Hollywood, and me and my brother would just stand by it and wait for dudes to open it so we can get a peek. That was back there. So they open it, and be like, "Ooh, that's our titty." And my dad, "Look at your ass."
I didn't know it was over here.
It was weird because we never looked when we was with our mom though.
Of course.
But if we was with our dad, he'd be like, "Go pick out what you want." We wander up. And he'd say, "What y'all get you?
I got lost."
Get you. He'd be like, "These crazy kids."
Yeah.
I went in there one time when I was older, and then I saw the company around me, and I never went back in there.
Yeah.
I was like,
thought you was better than
that? I did. Also, at that time, porn was readily available now. Yeah, I mean, you might get your virus on your laptop, but porn was.
I'd be forgetting Chaz was
super accessible.
Oh, yeah, you damn
Chaz
sure.
Chaz didn't have to struggle.
By the time I got to,
Chaz didn't have to struggle. Know the struggle, but all, I used to, I was renting porn.
Yeah, by the time I got to like high school.
I bought one though.
Known the sneak.
I bought one. They would come and bring a discreet one if you bought one. It'd become a little black box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I used to bear share it and wait 20 hours for it to download. Just to delete it.
Right, just to delete it.
Oh, damn, that was wrong.
Booty Talk 73. Yeah, it would be the wrong one.
I tried to watch them in order. Tried to download the whole thing. Couldn't find one.
Computer just
never
sick.
Seen one.
Computer, we download the computer like, "Can y'all cut it out?"
It easy.
Computer, it's just music and porn. Computer is struggling.
Man.
I mean, websites, man. When you try to download porn, you'd be like, "Oh, see some legs." Meow.
Nah, it's right up. There.
Yeah, nah, it's just instantly. Sometimes you be trying to find something else in porn come up. You're like, "I wasn't even over here."
Right.
When I be trying to pop up porn.
Yeah, I'm not even looking for this.
They'd be like, "We know what you really want to be looking for right now. Cut it out."
She's 3 miles away.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Raiders. I'm not doing it.
Wait, you sure she's 3 miles? And she's willing? She's looking for young porn. For young black bulls. Yeah.
So he said we had Blockbuster, CDs.
I miss when you had to like watch something at one time with everybody. Like when Fresh Prince came on at Tuesdays at 8.
Streaming changed that.
Like, yeah.
Because
now it just be like whenever you catch something, we had to be down.
Y'all would talk about
Martin
the next
was
day,
on.
The
next
we had Martin. I remember days of the week when
shows would come on.
Fresh Prince was Monday.
Fresh Prince is this show. Martin come on this
Martin
day.
Martin was Thursday.
Martin was Thursday.
We'd be like, Living Color.
New York on the
Living Color was Sunday. Right?
Yeah. No, it was Living Color was Sunday.
Living Color was Sunday.
New York Undercover was what, Thursday?
Thursday. Was Living Single, Martin, and New York Undercover was Thursday. Come on, Seinfeld. So I would have to record something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesdays was usually light historically.
Oh, yeah,
but then it was my wife and kids was on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. It came later.
That was later.
No,
yeah,
it was later on.
Yeah.
But it was like George
Bernie
Lopez
Mac.
And mm-hmm. my wife and kids
was
later. Wednesday.
Yeah. Girl.
Bernie Mac was on Wednesday, too.
They switched Bernie Mac to Wednesday.
Ugh, dirty bastard.
We was heated. We was like, "Man, why y'all doing this to black shows?"
They know why they doing it.
We can't have two nights.
When was Moesha? Mondays? Moesha had a weird
Those
day.
Things were after school.
Moesha?
I believe.
Moesha was prime time.
Yeah. Why did I watch all this stuff after school?
Those are usually
probably got syndicated, maybe, by the
UPNs.
Family Matters was Friday.
That was, Friday. TGIF.
Friday was lit. Friday was everything.
lit.
You didn't mind coming inside early on Friday. You didn't mind coming inside.
It's in middle school, it was Steve Harvey Show, Wayne's Brothers, Jamie Foxx Show. It was this trifecta. We would always be. We come in the next day doing whatever you saw in Wayne's Brothers.
Wasn't the Wayne's Brothers and them on Tuesdays? What was on Tuesdays?
Oh, somebody said Moesha was Tuesday.
Oh, Mo Titta.
Never watched that show.
We didn't watch that as a family, though.
I didn't watch Moesha. Yeah. I was in college. Once I went to college, I quit watching shit.
I stopped TGIF in high school.
Didn't have no cable.
Right.
I tapped out.
TGIF got corny fast. Yeah.
No. Yeah. How dare you guys? Big. How dare y'all going to use Urkel and big our whole life now? Oh.
But that's what made me tap out.
Why?
It started getting too ridiculous. Yeah, and then
later years.
The lessons they were trying to teach by this time, the family shows.
It was corny come from the start. On. No. Lessons, whoa.
We was kids.
Step by step, Full House.
We was kids.
Cut it out.
That'd be too legit to quit.
Boy Meets World hung in there a little bit, but then, you know, Corey's whining just got on my nerves. Yeah. But
and then Eric got too dumb.
Yeah, it was just because
he wasn't like that at first.
Yeah,
Married with Children.
Y'all saying Urkel was corny?
Yes.
No, well, the show was corny.
No,
but Urkel himself. In the beginning, it was not.
And but Tony's saying forever, it was always.
If you go back, but if you go back and watch it. Especially as a black family, some of the stuff that like Carl would let Eddie get away with, how he's taught him storming up the stairs like nigga.
Now, but back then, early, it was like
moment when it was new, I was like, yeah. But it was corny. It was TGIF, the cornerstone of TGIF is corn.
It's right. Family.
It's family. So it was corny. It was family stuff. It was supposed to.
You can watch it with your whole
it
family.
It was a heartwarming corn.
Right. God. And then what happens is though, like
y'all never almost cried on one of the episodes of
Nah. Fresh Prince, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
There's been episodes of Modern Family that made me teary-eyed way more than back in the day.
Yeah, TGIF was corny.
But not then.
When Laura would do Urkel Cole, y'all didn't get sad when they play the music.
Because I was like...
I would feel, but I never got
teary-eyed. It's like trying to reach a star.
Yeah,
you know you never get there, but you still got to
keep trying. And then you walk out and the crowd's like, oh.
Then it got a new
costume. This is why I didn't like... I never felt bad for Urkel. This is why I never felt bad for Urkel.
I know where you're going.
Because you had Myra hanging right there.
Myra was fine.
Fuck Laura. Nigga, Myra was fine, bro. And she into you.
Myra was more definitely more better looking than Laura.
She was bad, bro.
And Myra was developed too back
then. Yeah, big ass titties.
No disrespect.
No disrespect. God rest her soul.
But them titties.
Myra was gorgeous.
That scene, she's playing the accordion. They're looking at. I was
like, "Hey, playing off fast."
I beat off that whole scene, dog. Damn. I'm about to get me an accordion.
Started playing fast, and that's what. Like now that you're older, you realize what they was doing in that scene. Like they dropped the accordion, they was all exhausted. I was like, "Oh,
I said, no, I just busted too."
I remember when I saw her in a mint condition video.
Fine,
I was like, "Ooh,
yeah,
just fine."
They had a good lineup in that video.
Yeah.
Who did y'all pick? I saw everybody posting the TV girls. Who did y'all pick as y'all three?
Mine, I did a whole breakdown of why.
Oh, I didn't see this.
I picked Tatiana Ali.
Mm-hmm.
I picked Lark Voorhees, and I picked Topanga.
Voorhees.
Yeah. And I picked Topanga. It was out of Topanga. My third choice was out of Topanga, Mia Campbell. And I took Topanga just because at that time, where I was at that time, I was just like, I'd never seen like a white girl with ass before. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, Topanga, I was like, oh, this is
lips like that.
She was, man.
Name the four again. You know?
Three.
I took, because the 10 was,
there's 10.
And I didn't put the list together. It was a Facebook list, and then
Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, she was 10.
Lark Voorhees from Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
It was Kelly from Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
Topanga.
Okay.
Maya Campbell from In the House.
Got you. Mm-hmm.
Laura. Old girl from the Parenthood.
Zarya, gotcha. Yeah.
Reagan Gomez.
The Pink Ranger. Hillary and Ashley.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't that's have easy Bianca Lawson on
what's
there.
Yours?
Topanga.
But you got to pick three.
You got three.
He just said Topanga.
I'm going to go Topanga. I'm going to go Lisa.
Yeah.
Bonet.
No. I took Lisa Turtle.
No, I'm taking Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then... who's he? Give me another one. I'm going to go Maya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely going In the House.
Yeah, In the House.
She's bad.
So and tripping is when she got me. I was like,
the movie was so funny.
We
used to shoot Wayne's Brothers right next door to house.
Oh, wow.
So you was in the house.
Every day, I'm like, damn.
You try to get in the house.
I'm going to talk to her tomorrow. Damn, I'm going to talk to her tomorrow.
Did you ever talk to her?
Hell no. I said, what's up, but not like that.
Damn it, that didn't come out right. Shit.
You want to see me lick this egg, Peter?
I just brought it with me to work. Definitely Lark Voorhees. And then Lisa Bonet.
Didn't you have a Lark Voorhees story? Didn't you try like
check
it out
to the prom?
Yeah, you asked to the prom.
She said no.
Just shoot your shot.
You got to shoot.
She was dating Martin at the
ours
time.
Is about the same. We picked about the same.
Yeah.
You just didn't put Topanga.
No.
Lark was so fine. Lisa Bonet. Then when she was in How to Be a Player, I was like, God damn. Oh, yeah. Like, you were just fine.
She always
was. She was the reason I watched Saved by the Bell.
Like, man,
like who this black girl?
Her and Screech be funny every now and again.
Well, she's the reason I came to Saved by the Bell. I was like, man, she's
that's because you was jerking.
I just started hanging out with the rest of them. Like, all right, guys. No, but Lisa's the reason I even tuned in.
But if I would have made the list, I would have took out Laura, put in Maya. I would have took the Pink Ranger out. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I can remember.
And Maya was in.
Huh? Myra. No. Myra. From, Myra. I would took out Laura, put in Myra, and I would have took out the Pink Ranger, and I would have added, if you're going to put a white girl in there, you got to at least go with like Kelly Bundy or somebody.
Yeah, she had ass.
Wait, who?
She had ass. But no one knew she had ass until the Parkers, though.
No, I knew when she stood up.
I didn't watch Blossom like that, so I was just like, yo.
Was Laura ever like the it girl?
She got fine and she got older. When she was younger, I was like, nah. And then she got older, I was like,
But think about it, I never was like, Lord, she's so beautiful.
Nah, she had the ponytail with the little...
Yeah,
junior high school bag.
Laura may have not should have been on that.
And no
list.
Disrespect, it was just she never made it.
But I think what it was because when I did my breakdown, some of the girls I was into was their character too. Laura's character sometimes I didn't like.
Very annoying.
Like she was
just
like
too
annoying
mean
me.
To Steve.
Yeah. She was and just well, the
Steve
different
was,
stuff
Steve
she would
lot.
Do. I
was
Steve
like, was annoying.
Plus Eddie's girlfriends was always better. Like the girls that Eddie would bring home. Like
yeah, the one.
It was
one licensed girl.
I like the auntie too.
I remember Tracy Spencer was
great.
I see looking at the auntie.
Yeah, Shawnee's.
Yep.
Shawnee's too.
They needed Bianca Lawson on that list.
What was she on?
She was on the TV show.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, she was on the Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Was that Amen? Not the Amen. The other one with Sherman Hemsley when he came back
from prison. From prison? His character came back from prison
to live in the house.
Good behavior.
I forgot about that show.
I remember that.
It's a great show title.
I picked, when I first saw it, my knee-jerk pick was Topanga.
Boom.
In the house. And then...
Maya Campbell.
Maya, Topanga.
And... It might have been Lisa. I feel like I'm
Bonet or a Turtle.
Turtle.
Okay.
They could have threw Cherry on there too.
And then I switched it. I was
Punky
just
Brewster.
Like, I want it all black.
Oh, you want? You just took Topanga off.
So I took Parenthood. Maya.
That's Reagan Gomez. That's
yeah. And Lisa.
Yeah. That's
Turtle.
Fair. Okay.
Yeah, I blew by the Pink Ranger so fast. I was like, why is she in here?
I can't even visualize her face right now.
But it was like, man, look at her.
Yeah,
once I saw everybody else, I was like, man, Chris is all these cats.
Not you, yeah.
Pink Ranger was cute, though. No disrespect.
Yeah, the big titty Ranger.
But compared to them,
they was all like, Pink Ranger, I guess for people who like the show that she was, but I was like, honestly, if I'm being real, out of the two, I would have rather had the Yellow Ranger than the Pink Ranger. I'm like, I wasn't...
Trini was cute.
And I didn't like neither one of them. But the other girls was like... Because somebody was like, how come Stacey Dash not here? Because I was like, she was on movies.
Amy Jo Johnson. Amy Jo's her name.
When was Clueless around?
Now, the Yellow Ranger that was in the movie.
Oh, the black girl.
Yeah.
Now Aisha was cute.
Yeah.
You know who was cute to me, though? Angela was cute to me on...
Angela.
She was Sean's girlfriend on Boy Meets World.
I don't remember her.
Yeah, she had a black girlfriend. Black girl. Yeah.
What about Winnie?
No.
Winnie from the Winnie. Oh, Winnie Cooper.
Yeah. Winnie Cooper.
I seen it later Winnie on was in the
hot.
Season.
I feel like I mean she was cool, but nah. Winnie was hot.
I feel like she was cute.
Not season five. Season five.
I want to talk to younger y'all.
Even young, even younger y'all.
Like Winnie was hot.
Topanga was the first white girl to make me feel away. Like even Kelly, I wasn't because I was so focused on Lisa. I didn't give a fuck.
You're talking
about
Kelly Bundy?
Yeah, Kelly Kapowski. Like I did not care.
Kelly Bundy.
Kelly Bundy. Yeah,
I like
Kelly
Bundy.
But Topanga, I was like
Kelly Bundy. Could, yeah.
And PM Don confirmed Kelly Bundy for me when they put in that song. I just yes, I thought it was just me.
No, I wouldn't.
You remember PM Don?
Gotta put me on. Yeah, I said
she's pretty though.
You don't remember PM Don?
She is pretty. Yeah, but I don't remember none of their verses.
Christina.
But Winnie Cooper, you on your own. Oh well, no, he with you.
PM Don. Set a trip for memory.
Winnie Cooper, yeah. First year, first 2 years, then her face changed.
Winnie Cooper was very pretty.
I was never like, man, Winnie Cooper. Yeah. And I loved the Wonder Years, but I was never caught up in Winnie. Not that she's busting anything. It was just sometimes people just don't need
you don't got to
snatch me up like that, man. You know,
I felt like they could have, even though she came later. I felt like they could have put Nia Long in there, even though she came later on The Fresh Prince.
She was more like a guest star.
Yeah, but she was there for a couple seasons after.
As a regular?
Jasmine Guy wasn't on this list?
Oh, no, she wasn't.
Yeah, that's
and
wild.
she was bad.
Jasmine Guy always looked too much like Prince for me.
I understand.
That's why she never did it for me in that regard.
I get it.
It was just too much of a reminder. I was like, Prince.
And then the older
Jasmine
guy.
Jasmine Guy just always felt like she would be super annoying just based off her character.
Because the voice
Whitley
she chose.
Whitley,
Whitley.
I mean, that's a lot to take
in. Yeah. Whitley was a lot.
Action was so strong.
It was so
until I saw her in Harlem Nights. Then I was like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she looked like Prince for real in Harlem Nights.
She was insulted.
I love Rosie Perez, though. That was R&B Prince.
Yeah.
You said Rosie Perez?
Somebody put Rosie Perez over there. I'm like, I'm Rosie Perez all day, but that's not the category.
It was just the accent.
Category.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, different categories. We're going different categories. Though. I would have went with a girl from Half Baked.
That's also getting older.
Oh, she was nice.
Rachel True.
She was nice.
Yes, Rachel True.
She was on, Half and Half.
Yeah, Rachel True.
I would have went with the fly girl, Lisa.
I like also like Freddie at the time on Different World.
Oh, Freddie,
I like
Freddie.
I like that like curly hair
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. was cute. Like, man.
It's all right.
The curly hair.
Y'all like Freddie a lot.
I have kids with it.
The little raspy voice.
Yeah. She a voiceover.
She's killing.
Remember
she
they both came to the show, that one show we was doing?
Oh, at the, not Weber.
It's the show. Tisha Campbell and them on.
Oh, two.
It was all.
What's name is the host?
It's on Ventura.
Zen Lounge.
Yeah, Zen Lounge.
Yeah.
They both came to the show. Remember that? Yeah.
Like, yo, man, it's Chris Sump.
Yeah, we were tripping.
She was mad excited.
She be working. Her voiceover work is insane. If you look at her IMDb, it's crazy.
Was she a Rugrat?
She was Susie.
Everything.
But if you look at her IMDb, it's wild.
I mean, her when I did that Transformers work, she's in that.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
It's wild.
She came
bro.
In the studio right when I was leaving. I was like, man, you a legend.
Just getting it, huh?
She got her IMDb is crazy.
They said that money is voice work money is crazy. But I heard it's hard as hell to get into.
For sure.
Yeah.
Man, I think it's Simpsons cast.
Oh, well, yeah. But that's different. They're making dumb money. They've been 30 years. They had like the, I think they had to take a pay cut because they were doing like $250,000 per episode.
Are you
for a while.
Serious?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But had they been like, people, you know how much money they'd make? How much money they would make?
Yeah.
Voiceover artists make so much less compared. Compared to actual actors. Because imagine that. Imagine that The Simpsons had been an actual sitcom, right?
Oh, man.
How much they would make per episode.
Right.
But they do way less work.
At a certain point, they would
do less work.
That's way less work.
You can come to work in your house shoes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why animation is like.
You can.
You save a lot of money on actors, but animation's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Right.
So it's like, it's crazy.
They made crazy money.
Yeah, crazy Simpsons. Money, bro. Yeah,
for them first 10 years,
and they can
years,
still
dog.
Go to the grocery store and just
be
and blend in. Bart Simpson be right next to you. You'll never know it.
Mm-hmm. Nancy Cartwright.
Where you at, Keon?
What's today? 17.
I don't know.
Okay, so this weekend I'm in Edmonton, House of Comedy.
Yeah,
with Kenan Baker.
Hey, the Bakesters.
And then November 3rd and 4th, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh,
at Stand Up Honolulu.
Aloha, Hawaii.
And then November 9th, I'm in Atlanta at the Uptown One Nighter. Come up to that, and then that's enough. That's like a month out. KeonPoly.com on everything. Brutally Honest. It drops every Saturday on my YouTube page. And then the Patreon, you get Daddy Issues Live, Brutally Honest Live, the Tea Time we talked about, and Lyrics We Let Slide, and then that's it.
Yeah, and KeonPoley.com on everything. All right, y'all.
Bit that.
Keon Poley.
Where you at, DC?
Keonathan.
This Saturday, Hollywood Improv with Marlon Wayans. Friday, I'll be at with my boy Stretch Show.
Okay.
In LA, SHP. 845 801 Robinson Street.
So at the garage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that
show. Yeah, I'm doing that show. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good time.
And then next week,
the 22nd to the 24th, you'll be at Tempe.
Tempe Improv. 22nd through 24th.
Tempe Improv.
You going?
Tempe?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there with them. At Craig Wayne's on everything. Go ahead.
And one more thing. And, the breast cancer awareness prove it shirts. I have them, and I'm gonna be selling them on Instagram. So when I drop them, pull up on them.
Dope.
I love that, dog. That's dope.
That's great. Is.
Yeah, I'm trying to look out.
That's great.
Show people I care and I love.
Yeah, man. You know, man. First and foremost, I put this on IG. I am doing consulting. If you have ideas to be developed, you have things you want read over, I have thoughts and. A lot of people don't know where to start, right? If you have stories, ideas, you want to build it out, hit me. I am doing purely offer base, so I will not give you a price. You tell me what it's worth to you. Yeah, and I will do it. I've talked to 3-4 folks already. I have more scheduled, so get me while I'm cheap, baby. Come holler at me now.
Yeah. Baby?
So come get me now, man, because I will not be this available much longer. So, yeah. And this Thursday, if you're watching this, I think it's Thursday. Maybe it's Friday, October 20th. I'm in Boise, Idaho. I'm going to try a ice cream baked potato is like a thing they have.
That doesn't sound bad.
I think it sounds awful.
It doesn't sound bad.
Wait, an ice cream baked potato. Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Sounds like mashed potatoes with
sour
ice cream
and baked potato goes together very well.
It's not ice
and
cream,
that's
though.
Savory and I'm just saying. It might that sweet and salt.
Dairy.
Yeah.
I'm up for the challenge.
Right.
What about is this?
Have bacon and chives on your ice cream, might as well.
Yes, not chives on my ice cream.
How do you stop at bacon?
So I'll be there with Miss Shantae Waynes, man. October 27th, 28th, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
November 3rd, November 5th, Kansas City at the Comedy Club with Miss Shantae. November 6th, back in Burbank at Flappers. November 17th, I'm in Seattle at the Hereafter.
Sheesh, bro.
I know. And in Tampa, November
22nd.
Tampa
Improv.
$100. I ain't got that.
You got $100.
And then November 30th, I'm in Detroit with Keon Poley at the House of Comedy, man. Yeah. That's where I'll be.
Tony Baker, what you got, Crack?
What you got, Tony?
If you're watching this on Thursday, we are in. We'll be in Berlin Friday, London Sunday. Ball Brothers Tour. If you're anywhere near LA, October 30th is Tony Baker and Friends at Flappers Comedy Club. The rest of my schedule is posted on the IG. The cities include Austin, Texas, Tacoma, Washington, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, San Francisco, California, Orlando, Florida, and Tampa, Florida for the New Year's Eve show. Tampa is just one night only, two shows, one night. All tickets are available now. Except for Tampa. They taking their sweet-ass time putting the ticket link up. But everything else, tickets are available now. Get your tickets. Check out Verbal Cardio. New episodes drop every Wednesday. I think that's about it. Thank you all for tuning in. Appreciate you, Chatsworth, as usual. And, y'all. That's it. We out.